This week, the Irish National Opera takes to the stage with a new production that includes a ghost ship, a mythical Dutchman, and a seven-year curse. The company is bringing Wagner's The Flying Dutchman to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin. Our arts and media correspondent Evan O'Rourke met artistic director Fergus Scheel during rehearsals to hear about both the challenges and rewards of bringing opera to such a large-scale venue.
So let's have the soprano super clear. If you could punch that through. Yep, up, 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 up. There's your speed. And let's go.
The sound of conductor Fergus Scheel there working with the Irish National Opera in their final rehearsals before the curtain goes up on The Flying Dutchman.
Well, the central character of The Flying Dutchman is this guy who sails a ship all around the world. But earlier in his life, he sails ship into a storm and he was saved, but he was put under this curse. And the curse is that he can only land one day every 7 years. And in that one day, he has to find and fall in love with a woman who will reciprocate. And he's been going around the world like Groundhog Day. Our opera is set when he does pull in, but the girl he meets, Senta, who's our soprano, she already knows the story. She has a picture of him up on her wall, like a pop idol or something. So when she meets him, it's bang, it's love at first sight.
Like a One Direction moment, yeah, or something.
However,
there's
I can't give away the end, but you know, there is a blip on the horizon that causes a few problems.
But how do you fancy the idea of spending the evening at a Wagner opera? For some, a joy, for others, a bit of a daunting idea. Time to knock on some dressing room doors and find out. First up, tenor Gavin Ring from Cara Sevine and Kerry, who's warming up while wearing his wellies as part of his costume.
This is like an interview for Ear to the Ground.
So talk to me about The Flying Dutchman.
I think sometimes there's this idea that Wagner is like, oh God, that's really heavy going. Yeah. Like when I was younger, I probably would have been guilty of subscribing to that stereotype. But it's a stereotype that doesn't really have any foundation in reality, because the melodies are gorgeous. The singing is to die for. Like The Flying Dutchman, like thinking about like the Pirates of the Caribbean and Bill Nye's Davy Jones, and he's the captain of the Flying Dutchman. Sort of forlorn seaman who is cursed to, you know, sail the seas for eternity until he finds the love, or is freed by the love of a woman. So suffice to say, I think it's an ideal opera to come to, whether you're a novice or whether you're a seasoned sort of connoisseur. It's a stunning work, it really is.
The opera is being staged in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin. So how does the team at a venue this size feel about committing a week of its programme to an opera? Is the audience there?
I've been working with Irish National Opera now since their foundation in 2015.
Stephen Falloon is the general manager of the venue.
But even before that, I was working with Fergus, who's the artistic director. Obviously, opera would be traditionally viewed as a niche, high-end, but over the years, we have seen younger and younger people coming in to see the shows because, you know, opera's all around us. Look at The Apprentice, that has one of a brilliant operatic, it's a theme music, so it's there. And we've really seen that we're getting opera out to a bigger, younger and wider audience. And in fact, next Thursday, so for the first time, we're going to have an audio described performance of The Flying Dutchman, which, you know, we do that for our musicals at 6 p.m. Anybody with a visual impairment who's bought a ticket will receive a touch tour of all the set points backstage before settling in, putting on a pair of earphones, being able to listen to the wonderful songs, but also having it described to you what's happening on stage.
In terms of the commercial reality of you hosting opera for 4 nights, that means you think you will sell tickets, is my point.
No, it's not the easiest sell. It's certainly been a journey, because we have to go out and keep talking about opera and actually sort of dismantling the myths about opera that it's only for posh rich people. It's not. It's actually a beautiful night of theatre.
Finally, talking to mezzo-soprano Leanne Fitzgerald, what's the joy of opera for her?
The story is really in the music. You can almost close your eyes and the picture is behind your eyelids. You can see it from what's written in the orchestra. Just let it wash over you, which is what's so amazing about opera, I think, anyway.
And The Flying Dutchman is running at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin till Saturday, March the 29th. That report by our arts and media correspondent, Edwin O'Rourke.